following program is intended for mature audiences.
They used to bounce messages across the earth.
Shows. Everyone in the old world had a show.
Do you think there's still somebody out there? Sending shows?
Who knows? Those are the planes of silence.
Start believing.
Some have told you to dump Trump.
This is why our country's in trouble.
Self-being king, I am. I'm Trump.
I'm very highly educated.
The finest things on earth are Trump.
I know words, I have the best words.
All hail my sacred worth, I'm Trump. Trump. If you vote for me, then Trump.
I will be your champion.
So dumb. Racist, maybe I'm Trump.
Oh, look at my African American over here. Look at him.
I was a poor rich kid, I'm Trump.
I alone can fix it.
Believe it or not, hard to believe.
Tremendous Trump. You should bow to me, I'm Trump.
I alone can fix it.
You're not so dumb.
I moved on her like a bitch.
You wanna buy the time I dump.
You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy.
I let them suck off me like some songs. They gave their best to me. I pump. Frontal and rump, gentle or thumb. Now I'll smile at me.
I am pretty pathetic and ugly. Are you ready?
We're ready. Yeah, we're ready.
California, land of fantasy and make-believe. It's the Vino Veritas. Featuring host, writer, humorist, experiential mystic, raconteur, and parallel parking expert, Tom Savino. Now, here he is with Savino Veritas in Wine the Truth, Tom Savino.
Welcome, my dear listeners. How are you faring during this, the new Great Depression? Veritas is satire spelled backwards with a V for victory, so let's move forward now with some satire that I hope will ease your pain in the new Great Depression. Testosterone high?
Use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing.
Use Tic Tac. But what about that temper?
Well, Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting. She's a slob. She talks like a truck driver. Probably I'll sue her, because it would be fun. I'd like to take some money out of her fat ass pockets.
When you're over the edge, try Temperaments.
I have a couple of days because I like to know what I'm talking about before I speak.
Temperaments. Here now with the Key Weather, Keegan-Michael Key.
Well, with Donald Trump about to be sworn in as president, the weather has been pretty blustery. What can we expect, Frank?
Well, Jim, we are seeing a heavy wave of denial coming in from both coasts, trapping a high blood pressure front right in the heart of the country. Now, down south, that's going to push civil unrest back to the mid to early 60s. Now, along the bottom of the coast of California, all the way to the middle of Texas, we're going to be experiencing massive construction fronts, okay? It'll build up slightly, but then fall apart long before it finishes. So, look for scattered bankruptcies there and a much heavier shortfall moving from D.C. up to Wall Street. Now, coming down from the northern border, we can expect giggling and smug looks, followed, of course, by apologies when the Wall Street suckhole just pulls the ground out from under all 50 states.
Heavy stuff, Frank. I guess these days climate change isn't a hoax.
Only morons think that, Jim. But you know what? It's not all bad news. The rise in both temperature and existential misery will be cooled by the nuclear winter coming in from the southeast. Now, that should take out all sentient life on the continent, and we can look for that within the first 100 days. Tammy, you voted for Jill Stein, you thoughtless ass. Now suck it up like the rest of us. Back to you, Jim.
Veritas is satire spelled backwards. With a V for victory. Veritas is satire spelled backwards. With a V for victory.
Savino Veritas in Wine the Truth. This is Artist D.
And Anne-Marie from Up All Night on For Culture Radio.
Have you got any wine, Anne-Marie?
I'm completely intoxicated.
We love to wine. We drink wine. We listen to Savino Veritas every week at JuiceTalk.com. Don't we love Tom?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
Hey, Mr. Trump, I didn't think you drank.
Wrong. Believe it or not, hard to believe.
The word is you're pretty good with women. You got any, good lines that I could use over here in this bar? Some people, something that women respond to?
I will be your champion.
Really? That works. That line works. Huh? Well, I'll give it a try.
Sure, they'll let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy.
You know, Mr. Trump, I asked a few women just how successful you were with them. Not very successful.
Every woman lied.
It looks like you're drinking a Manhattan there, which is maybe appropriate. I'm not surprised. That's a hard drink, though, to make.
I alone can fix it.
I didn't think they'd let you make your own drinks here.
Hey, when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Why is it these women believe you so much? I just don't understand it. You tell them anything. Why do they believe you?
No fact-checking whatsoever. Believe it or not, hard to believe.
You know, you're really out of it. How many shots have you had?
6 measures.
Come on. The bartender would put that many shots in a drink?
I alone can fix it.
Okay, calm down, okay? Just take it easy. Here, have a temperament. Testosterone high?
Use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing.
Use Tic Tac. But what about that temper?
Well, Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting. She's a slob. She talks like a truck driver. Probably I'll sue her because it would be fun. I'd like to take some money out of her fat ass pockets.
When you're over the edge, try Temperaments.
Give us a couple of days because I like to know what I'm talking about before I speak.
Temperaments.
Savino Veritas.
Total fabrication.
The gripes of wrath.
The day after the day of infamy, that November election day after, filmmaker Michael Moore wrote this morning after to-do list. 1. Take over the Democratic Party and return it to the people. They have failed us miserably. 2. Fire all pundits, predictors, pollsters, and anyone else in the media who had a narrative they wouldn't let go of and refused to listen to our acknowledgments of what was really going on. Those same bloviators will now tell us we must heal the divide and come together. They will pull more hooey like that out of their ass in the days to come. Turn them off. 3. Any Democratic member of Congress who didn't wake up this morning, the day after the election, ready to fight, resist, and obstruct in the way Republicans did against President Obama every day for 8 full years must step out of the way and let those of us who know the score lead the way in stopping the meanness and the madness that's about to begin. 4. Everyone must stop saying they are stunned and shocked. What you mean to say is that you were in a bubble and weren't paying attention to your fellow Americans and their despair. Years of being neglected by both parties, the anger and the need for revenge against the system only grew. Along came a TV star they liked, whose plan was to destroy both parties and tell them all, "You're fired." Trump's victory is no surprise. He was never a joke. Treating him as one only strengthened him. He is both a creature and a creation of the media, and the media will never own that. 5. You must say this sentence to everyone you meet today, the day after the election, quote, "Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. The majority of our fellow Americans preferred Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump." Period. Fact. If you woke up this morning thinking you live in an effed up country, you don't. The majority of your fellow Americans wanted Hillary, not Trump. The only reason he's president is because of arcane, insane 18th century idea called the Electoral College. Until we change that, we'll continue to have presidents we didn't elect and didn't want. You live in a country where a majority of its citizens have said they believe there's climate change. They believe women should be paid the same as men. They want a debt-free college education. They don't want us invading countries. They want to raise in the minimum wage, and they want a single-payer, true universal health care system. None of that has changed. We live in a country where the majority agree with the, quote, liberal position. We just lack the liberal leadership to make that happen. Let's try to get this all done by noon today. Michael Moore.
Savino Veritas.
Total fabrication.
The Gripes of Wrath.
Good morning.
Mr.
Trump, with the exception of your family, have you ever been told no?
Oh, many times. I've been told no.
I love Donald Trump.
It has not been easy for me. And, you know, I started off in Brooklyn. My father gave me a
small loan of $1 million.
My father gave me a small loan of $1 million. I came into Manhattan.
Wait, a small loan of $1 million?
By the way, let's just put this in perspective. You said it hasn't been easy for you, but my dad gave me $1 million loan.
No, he did. But $1 million isn't very much compared to what I
built. It hasn't been easy for me, but I'm filthy rich.
We have very stupid people in our country negotiating for us. And we have leaders that don't know what they're doing.
Like yourself?
He's talking about himself. Thank you for understanding me, Trump.
$505 billion. We're going to lose that. $505 billion. And by the way, I don't like this mic. No, this mic is terrible. Stupid mic keeps popping.
What?
Why are you talking about a microphone?
He's like a five-year-old. He throws tantrums about, like, stupid things.
I disagree with him on that. That's a matter of principle, and I'll tell you.
You are the single biggest liar. This guy will say anything.
You will, too.
Nasty guy. Now I know why he doesn't have one endorsement from any of his colleagues.
All right, just...
So undiplomatic.
When you point to his own record, he screams, liar, liar, liar. If you want to go...
Where did I support it? Where did I support it?
If you want to go...
Hey, Ted, where did I support it?
It's kind of like...
Hey, Ted. TedCruz.org.
Where did I support it, Ted?
Out of Donald's own mouth.
Let Donald Trump talk for once. Yeesh.
They're both like the Weyerhaeuser guys of Beverly Hills.
That there are for immigrants on the whole create.
Come on, try getting it out. Try getting it out.
I'll get it out.
I mean, I don't know if you're going to put this on television, but you don't even know what you're talking about. Try getting it out. Go ahead.
Whoa. This guy is mean. If he talked to me that way, I would literally slap him. I don't care who he is.
Somebody should run against John McCain. I supported him. He lost. He let us down. But, you know, he lost. So I never liked him as much after that, because I don't like losers.
Oh my God. So you shouldn't like yourself then.
He hit me. He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war hero.
5.5 years.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
You don't really joke about that kind of stuff. It's really serious.
One of the things people love about you is you speak your mind and you don't use a politician's filter. You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account is
only
several...
Rosie O'Donnell.
No, it wasn't.
Only Rosie O'Donnell.
That is so rude. He speaks his mind, but his mind isn't right.
Classic Trump.
Our politicians are all talk, no action. Our country has tremendous potential. Let's make America great again.
Still is great. And you're just gonna make it worse.
He's just crazy. I don't want him for president. If he becomes president, I'm moving to Canada.
Question time!
So do you have any idea who that guy is?
Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
The worst person in the whole entire world.
Everybody knows him.
He's on the news, he's on Vine, he's on social media, he's on everything.
A lot of people have comb-overs, but that comb-over, like, you have to know.
So from watching these clips, what do you think of this guy?
He's funny, he's a nice guy, but the other people that are rude to him, they don't let him talk. I think he's a horrible person, no offense.
A lot of people like him only because he says things that other people don't have the courage to say. But sometimes you just gotta keep some certain things in. He just says mean things about other people when he's trying to win president by those people. He's like, you're awful. Vote for me.
So this is Donald Trump, and he is a businessman known for real estate, and he was a TV celebrity. He hosted his own reality show called The Apprentice. But he is now running for president of the United States.
Of course. Can he not win, please?
Not only is he running for president, but he's winning in a lot of the states already for the Republican Party. Well, some people say he's not the usual type of person that runs for president. From what we showed you, what about him isn't presidential?
No, he seems more of like a comedian.
He's just really racist. If you want to be a president, you shouldn't be racist.
One of the women said, like, he didn't have that politician filter, and he just says whatever he feels like saying.
If he's gonna be rude to ladies, he shouldn't be a president.
Why do you think people like him?
Probably because they think he's smart. They're probably just like, oh, I think he would be a good president because he's funny.
Everybody is saying a bunch of stuff about him, and that's just making him more popular.
The people on the news were saying that, you know, he was like feeding into people's fears. My parents like him because they say he speaks his mind, but I hate him.
Well, some people are saying that they like that he speaks his mind, that so many people that run for president always just say what everyone wants them to say. Other people think that if you're running for president, you can't say the types of things that he is saying. What do you think?
I think it is not right to do.
I think it isn't that nice as a president, because presidents are supposed to be nice.
I get you're speaking your mind, but say it in a way that won't hurt people.
You have to appear confident, but also, I like it when people are humble at the same time.
He speaks his mind and doesn't really care what people think, but sometimes the thing that's not presidential is what's on his mind.
Burn!
Trump has said that if he's elected president, he's going to do things like create jobs and protect our country. But he's also proposed doing things like placing a ban on people from the Muslim religion from entering the United States until we can figure out the terrorist problem, and building a wall between the U.S. and Mexico to keep out illegal immigrants. What do you think about these things he wants to do as president?
That's stupid. My friend has a brother that lives in Mexico, so if he puts a wall, they won't be able to come over here.
It is a free country! And then you're just taking that away.
There are Muslims in the world who, you know, hate what's happening and wish that they could stop it. So to just, like, ban all of them would be a little extreme.
Mexicans coming into the U.S. without having to do anything, when my parents coming from Italy and having to do all this stuff when they don't have to. I mean, that's stupid.
Some of his ideas are not the worst, but most of them are. He should not be president.
Seeing that you are not old enough to vote yet, do you care who the next president is gonna be?
Well, as long as it's not Donald, I'm fine.
It does not affect my life whatsoever, and I only care about sports. I don't really care because I somewhat trust the adults.
It matters a lot. Because the president can remove laws, he can make new laws.
I really care about who's gonna be president, because this is where I live. I don't want someone controlling me who I don't like.
Who rules our country is gonna affect us, because we're pretty much the next generation, and we're gonna have the country next.
So going back to Donald Trump, there are people that think that he shouldn't be running for president because they think he isn't qualified. He had his own board game once. And he also has been, like, on WWE.
He wrestled?
But his supporters think that that's the type of person the country needs, that they need someone that is more like everyone else and not just like the normal person who usually runs for president. Do you think that's a good thing, or are you not sure?
I don't know. I mean, everyone had a job before coming president.
I like people with a different background, but I also want someone who's more into politics.
You need experience to become president. If you have no experience, something's gonna go wrong.
Well, difference is good. It's just maybe a different type of different.
Last question. Do you think Donald Trump is gonna become the president?
No.
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 I don't think he'll win.
Fingers crossed he's not.
No.
No. Or at least I'm hoping.
I pray to God. No.
Donald Trump will not be our next president.
Yes, but I don't think he should.
Everyone in my house is guaranteeing it, so I have to.
Might, but there's no telling. I mean, anything could happen.
Thanks for watching this episode of Kids React.
If you don't subscribe, you're fired.
Goodbye. I'm going to go play with my small loan of $1 million.
That was kids reacting to Trump, and now here are teenagers watching the Billy Bush video on the bus.
You know, and
she used to be great. She's still great.
Oh, this is what this is.
I know exactly what this is.
I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and fuck her.
She was mad. Oh, my gosh.
That's so disgusting for a presidential candidate to be saying these things.
I moved in her like a bitch.
Ugh, he's so disgusting. He's literally making me feel so gross.
She's now got the big phony tits and everything.
Everyone talks like this, but of course when, you know, a person like of this, like, fame or whatever, it's gonna get so blown up and talked about.
Your girl's hot as shit. In the purple.
How does that not just... I don't get it.
Yes, the Donald Discord!
I gotta use some Tic Tacs.
This is what I've heard about. Tic Tac had to have an apology because of this.
I don't even wait.
I hate that we've come to a point where I have to explain why this is wrong.
Grab him by the pussy.
Oh! I want to vomit.
Grab him by the pussy.
Ew, how is he running for president?
We shouldn't be talking about a woman that way, ever.
As a woman, this is like my worst fear, that people would just look at me or any other girl like this.
Hello, how are you? Hi.
Mr. Trump, how
are you?
Nice
to meet you. Terrific.
Is that, that's Bush, right? What's his name, Billy Bush? I'm so disappointed. I love Billy Bush.
I don't understand how a single woman can vote for him after this.
How about a little hug for the Donald? He just got off the bus.
That's the worst part. When he walks out of the bus and it's just completely normal and he's just a nice person.
He knows the disgusting like things he said on the bus and now he's just acting like his wingman. You can't have someone represent a country that talks like that.
He said some stuff that he definitely shouldn't have. He's pretty stupid for that. But these are such little like trivial things, but of course it's something bad on Donald Trump, so the mainstream media is gonna go off about it.
I'm watching Zapology next. I haven't seen that one actually.
I've never said I'm a perfect person, nor pretended to be someone that I'm not. I've said and done
things I regret. All I hear is just trash, 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 trash.
I've said and done things I regret, and the words released today on this more than a decade-old video are one of them. Anyone who knows me knows these words don't reflect who I am. I said it, I was wrong, and I apologize.
Apology not accepted.
I traveled the country talking about change for America. But my travels have also changed me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I have gotten to know the great people of our country, and I've been humbled by the faith they placed in me. I pledge to be a better man tomorrow and will never, ever let you down.
I mean, it's not genuine.
We're living in the real world. This is nothing more than a distraction from the important issues we're facing.
Very true.
That is an important issue.
Hillary Clinton and her kind have run our country into the ground. I've said
some of course he would use this to talk about Hillary. I don't like her either, but I mean, really?
I've said some foolish things, but there's a big difference between the words and actions of other people. Bill Clinton has actually abused women, and Hillary has bullied, attacked, shamed, and intimidated his victims. See you at the debate on Sunday.
I'm excited to watch that.
That was like the most staged, written apology I've ever heard in my life.
There's not really a whole lot you can do in that sort of situation where you screwed up like that bad, letting those words get out.
That is something he was forced to do, and you can tell he did not want to do it.
So, people say that if anybody else made these statements, they would be done politically.
Yeah.
But Trump still has his supporters. Why?
Because Trump brings out the nasty in people. All the hidden nasty is no longer hidden. It's all shown. All the pus has just been pushed out, and it's just oozing and slowly just coating America.
They know in themselves that they have biased or hatred towards other people, but since they see others who are in power and doing well and they hate the same people, that they go, oh, what I'm feeling is okay, and then vote for them.
There's like a whole side of America that's just so ignorant and like on the conservative side, but way too far over there. A lot of his supporters are like that, but that's all that people see. Like, you know, I support Donald Trump and I'm probably gonna get destroyed after this video releases because I already get so much shit for it. Donald Trump is so different from pretty much every other candidate and just the whole establishment. I think he could bring something new potentially. I know a lot of people are very unhappy with having to choose between, you know, these two candidates.
Having such a divide between Republican and Democrat isn't getting anyone what they want. People shouldn't follow parties, they should follow politicians. His supporters aren't bad people either. They just want what's best for the country. They just want what's best for them, and they just think that's the road to take. And it's not. It's so much more than just sexism and misogyny. Like, I don't understand how people still support him.
Trump has said that there is zero chance that he's gonna quit this race. Do you still think that he has a chance to win?
As saddening as it is to say this, yes.
Yeah, because he has a lot of crazy supporters. Like, his supporters are like dedicated. Like, they'll die for that dude.
My uncle actually came over and talked about how he hated Hillary so much that he's voting for Trump, and it came up because he saw my Bernie sticker on my laptop. But I was shocked. I would never think that my uncle, as a Latino, would vote for Donald Trump. Even though I don't like Hillary, I'm still gonna vote for her. Hillary is the lesser of two evils.
You look at what Donald Trump has done, and people think of him as like some racist, misogynistic guy. He hasn't actually done anything that's, you know, horrible. But if you look at the other side, she's like actually responsible for the death of people and, you know, taking so much money from Saudi Arabia, which is a country that treats women like cattle.
If you don't like Hillary Clinton, and you decide to vote for a third party, you're just making it worse and having a vote go to Trump. Third party in this election will not win.
The statement that it would make for the rest of the world and the population here, that someone like that made it to be president, is so scary. It would take us so long to go back from that, and it's so weird living in the middle of like such a huge mistake.
Beaks is mine, but his mind isn't right.
Stewart, who sells sheets, and now we have Ann Coulter, who cuts eye holes in them.
Looks like she's having a good time. I haven't seen you laugh this hard since Trayvon Martin got shot.
Ann Coulter is here, which can mean only one thing. Someone must have said her name three times. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice!
Hey, first of all, as a feminist, I can't support everything that's being said up here tonight, but as somebody that hates Ann Coulter, I'm delighted.
Ann Coulter is one of the most repugnant, hateful, hatchet-faced bitches alive. But it's not too late to change, Ann. You could kill yourself.
Ann Coulter has written 11 books, 12 if you count Mein Kampf.
Ann Coulter looks so much like a truck stop transvestite whore that I saw Jeff Ross run to an ATM just before the show.
Ann hopes the Republicans can hold on to the House so she can continue to haunt it. She seems stiff and conservative, but Ann gets wild in the sheets. Just ask the Klan.
Ann's against gay marriage. What's your thinking on that? If I can't get a husband, they shouldn't either?
It's 56 days to Halloween, but I see that Ann Coulter's already in her skeleton costume.
Is Pete white? Is he black? Ann Coulter needs to know so she can decide if she hates him.
Why is Ann Coulter here tonight? Answer? Because the Right to Lifers wanted everyone to see what an abortion looks like up close.
I just realized that I am not the only athlete up here tonight. As you all know, earlier this year, Ann Coulter won the Kentucky Derby.
And you know, Ann, after seeing your set tonight, I think we've all witnessed the first bombing that you can't blame on a Muslim.
Savino Veritas.
Total fabrication.
The Gripes of Wrath.
Rally.
Mr. President, good to see you again, sir.
Steven.
Always the best.
How'd you get in here?
Oh, just, I'm always interested in talking to the leader of the free world. Look, I am so thrilled to join you here at Carnegie Mellon University. And just like all the students out there taking part in the White House Frontiers Conference, you too will soon be looking for a new job. Isn't that interesting?
That is true.
And I'm honored that you asked me here to help.
Steven, I didn't ask you here to help. I still don't know how you got in here.
It's okay to be nervous, all right? Why don't you have a seat?
I'm already sitting.
Good. See, it's starting off very well already. And I think maybe we should start with a practice interview. And I've got just the man who could help you. Excuse me one second.
Steven?
Yes, sir. Just a moment. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Randy. I'm the office manager.
Hello, Randy.
All right. This is going to go very well.
Are you intending to help me sharpen my skills when I go in for an interview? Is that your intention here?
It's what I do for a living.
Okay.
We're here to find out what you're going to do for a living, okay?
All right, let's try it out.
55. Tough time to start over for a man. Okay. I have a copy of your resume here. Why don't you hand it to me as if you were applying for a job? Go ahead and do it. That's good. You're a natural. Okay. Hello, Mr. Obalmer. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Close enough.
Okay. Let's see. I don't see any promotions for the last 8 years. That's not always good. Can you explain that?
Honestly, there wasn't a lot of room for advancement in my last job. The only one with a more powerful position was my wife.
Okay. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Is it a twofer? Can you get both of you by any chance?
Doubtful.
Okay. So tell me why you're leaving. You say you're not being terminated, but it sounds like you can't stay. Is that true?
Well, I'm leaving because it's required by the 22nd Amendment of the United States Constitution.
Okay, little tip. When you say staying at a job would be unconstitutional, what employers hear is that you stole office supplies. Okay, so I'd gloss over the rest of that, okay?
Okay.
And it doesn't say here, where were you born?
Really?
Is this the longest form of this resume available?
Well, we move on.
Okay, good. Describe, if you can, the type of office you would like to work in.
Well, I was hoping for a nice corner office. Or at least an office that has corners in it.
Can you tell me about some of your accomplishments? And keep in mind, it's important to describe them in such a way that it highlights how your experience might be relevant to a potential employer.
Okay, well, I brokered international deals that slowed the impact of climate change and prevented Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon.
Okay, let's change that to proficient in Microsoft Excel. Anything else?
Well, I reopened relations with Cuba for the first time in 50 years.
I'd call that one conversational Spanish. See? Okay. It says here, let me see if I got this right. It says here you saved the American auto industry.
Yeah, but nobody believes it. Change that to drive stick.
Oh, that's good. That's good in case you want to be a long-haul trucker. Okay. It also says here you helped tens of millions of Americans with their health care.
You bet.
Okay, let's test that out. It hurts when I do this.
Don't do that.
Okay, good. Do you have any awards or commendations?
Well, I have almost 30 honorary degrees, and I did get the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, really? What was that for?
To be honest, I still don't know.
Okay, good. All right. And have you ever had to fire anyone?
No, I usually let SEAL Team 6 handle that.
Okay, outsourcing. Okay, good. Now, social media, very hot. Do you have any experience with that, like Twitter?
Well, I have 77 million followers. Does that count?
That's very impressive. How'd you get so many?
Executive order.
Really?
And photos of cats.
Oh, smart. Now, these days, every business wants to appeal to the millennials. You know what millennials are?
I think so.
Okay. How do you plan to get their attention?
Well, I tell them straight up that this is the most important election of their lifetimes, that they have the opportunity to make history, and that the results in November could change their lives forever, so they have to get out there and vote.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch all of that. Did you know there's a Snapchat filter that gives you a flower crown?
Of course I know that, Stephen.
Okay. Let's be honest with ourselves, okay? What would you say your biggest weakness is?
Well, sometimes when I talk, I take too many pauses.
In three words or less, what's a common criticism you have for others in the workplace?
I cannot stand it when people reduce complex ideas to some simplistic catchphrase.
We can't accept that answer.
Yes, we can.
Okay. Let's see. Almost done. Do you have a busy schedule? Am I keeping you from something?
You are.
Okay. Is there anyone we can talk to for a character reference?
I know several turkeys that owe me a favor.
All right, good to know. And how do you like to spend your time? Do you have any hobbies?
You know what I really love doing is encouraging the youth of America to get out and vote this November so that the good work that we've done over the past 8 years can continue on into the future.
Is it a whittling or anything like that?
No.
Okay. All right. And now, sir, because we are on a network television show, I cannot allow you to endorse a candidate right now, but I would like to ask you about your choice of snacks. Could I do that?
Sure.
All right, great. I have two choices for you here. Would you care for an extra fiber nutrient bar, which has traveled to more than 100 countries, or this shriveled tangerine covered in golden retriever hair, filled with bile, that I wouldn't leave alone with a woman I love?
Well, I think I'll go with the fiber nutrient bar.
Interesting. Okay. So, ultimately, what do you want to be?
Done with this interview.
Okay, great. Before we wrap up, any questions for me?
I'm still wondering, how did you get in here?
That's an excellent question. Inquisitive. We like that. Okay, fantastic. Well, that all checks out, Mr. President. We'd like to offer you the position, but first, we have to have the mandatory company physical. If you'll just relax and put on that gown over there, we'll get going.
I think we're done here.
I have warm hands.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. We'll be right back with Bill.
That I can tell. don't I? Well, you're the guy with that small hands. You have the small hands. Stop touching me. What are you doing? Stop. Get out of here. You're disgusting.
She fought very hard.
I don't want to see that. Get me out of here. Get it out of here.
Have to get together.
It's disgusting. I don't want to see that. Get me out of here. Get me out of here.
You pissed her off. She got out of here pretty fast. I thought you didn't like women who are... She's Latina. She was a Latina. Do you make it with Latinas?
All races, religions, backgrounds, and beliefs.
Whoops. I see why she left. You know, your fly is open and you're a little bit overexposed.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Long and very hard. A beautiful thing.
Donald Trump is a narcissist and he's an egomaniac.
A narcissist at a level I don't think this country's ever seen.
His narcissism outweighs his ability to do the baseline of politics.
We need someone with a servant's heart, not someone who's a narcissist.
Extreme narcissists like Donald Trump, there's a smallness too, a pettiness, a petulance.
Grandiose notion of self-worth, pathological lying, lack of empathy and remorse.
I think there's pretty strong evidence that he's a psychopath.
You walked into the party like you were walking.
Secret of my popularity, honestly, it's my looks. I'm very handsome.
I'm telling you, women do like me. I'm telling you.
So you treat women with respect?
I can't say that either.
All right, good.
When I come home and dinner's not ready, I go through the roof.
African Americans love me.
Look at my African American over here. Look at him.
I think I'm a really nice person, actually.
I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
I went to an Ivy League school. I'm very highly educated. I know words. I have the best words.
Tremendous.
Disaster.
He's a pussy.
Go themselves. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
The ties are made in where? China? Ties are made in China.
The country has never been so weak. I alone can fix it.
Savino Veritas.
Total fabrication.
The gripes of Rat.
Say that elections are rigged. That's like saying we never landed on the moon.
We landed on the moon!
That's how silly it is. Say that elections are rigged. That's like saying we never landed on the moon.
I am pretty pathetic.
That's how silly it is. Say that elections are rigged. That's like saying we never landed on the moon.
I am pretty pathetic and ugly. This is why.
That's how silly it is. Say that elections are rigged. That's like saying we never landed on the moon.
This is why our country's in trouble.
That's how silly it is. Say that elections are rigged. That's like saying we never landed on the moon.
I am pretty.
That's how silly it is.
Well, I think our history is far from being over. Trump. I'd like to answer that question in another 15 years from now. I think she's going to go down at a minimum as a great senator. I think she is a great wife to a president. And I think Bill Clinton was a great president. You know, you look at the country then. The economy was doing great. Look at what happened during the Clinton years. I mean, we had no war. The economy was doing great. Everybody was happy. A lot of people hated him because they were jealous as hell. You know, people get jealous and they hate you. People don't like him because they're jealous of him. But Bill Clinton was a great president. I mean, I hope we can be so lucky in terms of the economy and in terms of other aspects. I mean, we weren't in wars with two nations. I'm not blaming Afghanistan, by the way. It's probably a place that we should be. Iraq, we shouldn't be. Bill Clinton was a great president. Hillary Clinton is a great woman and a good woman.
Now, you said of Hillary Clinton that she was, quote, pretty badly abused during her presidential campaign. Why do you say that?
I thought that they roughed her up pretty good. I think she's a wonderful woman. I think that she's a little bit misunderstood. You know, Hillary's a very smart woman, very tough woman. That's fine. But she's also a very nice person. And I know Hillary and I know her husband very well. They're fine people. I thought, and, you know, part of that is a rough political battle. I thought she was roughed up. I thought she, and I'm not knocking the other side, you know, you want to win a battle, so if it gets a little bit nasty, it is politics, and politics is a tough game. But I thought she was perhaps unnecessarily roughed up. She took some pretty hard hits.
Just your cheeks. Just your neck. Just your couch. And my perfume. And my beloved, and my breasts, and my beloved, and my love, just your eyes, and my beloved.
During the crazy presidential campaign of the last 18 months, there have been many firsts. It's the first time we've had such an unqualified person up for presidency, and certainly the first time one has won. But beyond that, it was also the first time that a presidential candidate did not reveal his or her tax returns. On that issue, let's welcome Bill the Bull Testosterone to tell us about his taxes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Forget About It is proud to present Bill the Bull Testosterone. Let's give it up and let's hear it for Bill the Bull Testosterone.
Everybody, everybody, hey, how you doing? The time of the year again, the tax season, oh my God, the tax season. Yeah, my little nephew, what a pisser, and a shitter too. I remember because I had to change those crappy diapers for a week when I house sat in my sister and brother-in-law's house in the Jersey Shore. Well, you know, not the Jersey Shore exactly. It was inland, Freehold, but, I house sat after the Super Storm Sandy, you know, when there was after Sandy. That's when Freehold was on the Jersey Shore. Hey, but my pissin' shittin' nephew Guido, he's cute, you know? Like a little kid mafioso sort of way, you know? He wants to know everything about the old wise guys. You know, Al Capone. He's obsessed with Al Capone, my little nephew. Yeah, he wanted to know what's in Al Capone in prison. I told him it was tax evasion. He was sent to federal prison for not paying his tax. He looked at me worried. I said, "What's the matter, kid?" He said, "I'm going to federal prison too, Uncle. Am I going?" I said, "Not unless you didn't pay your tax." He started crying and bawling and crying. I said, "What's the matter, kid?" He said, "I don't pay my tax. I don't even pay my crayons or my glue sticks." Hey, don't worry, kid. Don't worry. No problem, you know. I got those for you. Remember? We don't need to pay tax on crayons or glue sticks or tax either. Because I didn't even pay for them. You know what I mean? They fell off the truck. Income tax. Hey, forget about it. You know, it's not only my nephew that does massacre the language, the murder of the word tax. It's a family thing. My first job was laying carpet with my uncle's installation business in Brooklyn. You may have heard of it. Lie like a rug. Anyway, I tried to get Uncle Sally to modernize, you know, so on the jobs that I did myself, I replaced the old hammering method with a heavy-duty stapler. You know, high-tech. Uncle Sally went to all my jobs, mad as hell, pulling out my installations because of those damned high-tech staples, and reinstalling them with his hammer, yelling, "Out go the staples, income tax. Out go the staples, income tax. My own. Hey, Brooklyn, this is Bill Testosterone. Forget about it. Thank you."
Thank you, friends. Thank you so much for listening to Savino Veritas. We'll be here with you again next Thursday at 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and 24/7 on the Too Cool for School website, JuicedTalk.com. This is Tom Savino for Savino Veritas saying, hang tight, join the resistance, and power to the people.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
The end.
By George, he's got it. It is the end.
No, that'll be all. Just be sure to lock the door behind you on your way out. Good night.
This is what this is.
I know exactly what this is.
I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and fuck her.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so disgusting for a presidential candidate to be saying these things.
I moved on her like a bitch.
Ugh, he's so disgusting. He's literally making me feel so gross.
She's now got the big phony tits and everything.
Everyone talks like this, but of course when, you know, a person like of this, like, fame or whatever, it's going to get so blown up and talked about.
Your girl's hot as shit. In the purple.
How does that not just... I don't get it.
Yes, the Donald has scored!
I better use some Tic Tacs.
This is what I've heard about. Tic Tac had to have an apology because of this.
I don't even wait.
I hate that we've come to a point where I have to explain why this is wrong.
Grab him by the pussy.
Oh.
But his mind isn't right.
Savino Veritas.
Total fabrication.
The Gripes of Rat.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
The end. By George, he's got it. It is the end.
No, that'll be all. Just be sure to lock the door behind you on your way out. Good night.